One evening, as I was waiting up for Hatsumomo, I heard the telephone ring, and Yoko came out a moment later and went up the stairs. When she came back down, she was holding Hatsumomo's shamisen disassembled in its lacquer carrying case. "You'll have to take this to the Mizuki Tea House," she said to me. "Hatsumomo has lost a bet and has to play a song on a shamisen. I don't know what's gotten into her, but she won't use the one the tea house has offered. I think she's just stalling, since she hasn't touched a shamisen in years." Yoko apparently didn't know I was confined to the Okia, which was no surprise, really. She was rarely permitted to leave the maid's room in case she should miss an important telephone call, and she wasn't involved in the life of the Okia in any way. I took the shamisen from her while she put on her kimono overcoat to leave for the night. And after she had explained to me where to find the Mizuki Tea House, I slipped into my shoes in the entryway, tingling with nervousness that someone might stop me. The maids and Pumpkin, even the three older women, were all asleep, and Yoko would be gone in a matter of minutes. It seemed to me my chance to find my sister had come at last. I heard thunder rumble overhead, and the air smelled of rain. So I hurried along the streets, past groups of men and geisha. Some of them gave me peculiar looks, because in those days we still had men and women in Gion who made their living as shamisen porters. They were often elderly. Certainly none of them were children. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the people I passed thought I'd stolen the shamisen and was running away with it. When I reached the Mizuki Tea House, rain was beginning to fall, but the entrance was so elegant I was afraid to set foot in it. The walls beyond the little curtain that hung in the doorway were a soft orange hue trimmed in dark wood. A path of polished stone led to a huge vase holding an arrangement of twisted branches from a maple tree with their brilliant red leaves of fall. At length, I worked up my courage and brushed past the little curtain. Near the vase, a spacious entryway opened to one side with a floor of coarsely polished granite. I remember being astounded that all the beauty I'd seen wasn't even the entryway to the tea house, but only the path leading to the entryway. It was exquisitely lovely, as indeed it should have been, because although I didn't know it, I was seeing for the first time one of the most exclusive tea houses in all of Japan. And a tea house isn't for tea, you see. It's the place where men go to be entertained by geisha.